This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Jaylene Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N. Date seen was May the 4th, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen. New paragraph says Swanson was seen regarding edema of both legs, periods 2 plus. It's got severe redness and goes up to about halfway up to the knees, period. It's somewhat bothersome, period. She has other new acute symptoms, period. She has hypertension, which is currently stable with lisinopril, and has no headache or cardiac symptoms, period. She has dementia and is on donepezil, and she has had no major change, period. There's a history of depression, but this seems to be stable at the present time, period. Review of systems is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. An examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 140 over 66, pulse 72. Respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 90%. Head and neck, pupils equal reactor light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Neck supple. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. She has edema 2 plus. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS claims are grossly normal, sensation intact. Extremity, she has edema that's about 2 to 3 plus, halfway up to both knees. And he has redness bilateral, period. The paragraph assessment on plan 1. Mrs. Swanson has redness of the legs, compatible with either stasis, dermatitis, or cellulitis, period. I will add clostalidone 25 milligrams daily for a week due to the edema, and add Keflex 500 milligrams BID for 7 days, period. It does have the appearance of cellulitis, period. 2, she has dementia, and I will continue the donepezil 5 milligrams daily. 3, she has hypertension control, and I will continue lisinopril 30 milligrams daily, period. You can have Tylenol for pain, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.